קץ שנוסיים ימים ופרוי חולה והנה ימד על הירד. אז חזר המדייק, בעצם this word belongs to last week's parsha, but משום all the מפורשים speak it out in this week's parsha, and it's because the first word of the parsha והיא מקץ שנוסיים ימים. What does "vayim miketz shnosayim yomim"? Vayi achar shnosayim yomim, and there was a dream. Vayim miketz. You know, we're waiting for the ketz. What is the ketz? The time that Hashem promised us Mashiach will come. Vayim miketz shnosayim yomim. We had to wait for 2 years. Oh, the 2 years passed. Things are doing. So from these words, Chazal Omedayek, again, the Chazal are not here, they're at the end of the last parsha, but this is the Diuk Be'etz, and the whole name of the parsha is Miketz, that these 2 years didn't have to take place. What we learned in the last week's parsha, V'lo yizochar saramashki mes Yosef v'yishkocheyu. Why? Chazal say, because Yosef told saramashkim, כי אם זכרתני איתכו, כאשר איתה לו זו נאמנו והזכרתני אל פארוי. So he asked them twice to remember him. Chazal say, Vali asked twice, Zachor Schartani. So because of that, he stayed 2 more years in jail. Really, the Saramashkim had to go out, and the day after it, Pauli had to have the dream, and Saramashkim would say, he was a little kid here, he knew the Pisroinim. Aribasim, this was the plan. And I heard once a proof to the plan. No, I'm saying, if not, Saramashkim and Saraoifim did not have to be choited to Paroi 2 years ago. They will be choited this week, and then there will be the birthday, and they will go out. What was the point? I mean, the whole purpose that they went down to jail was for Yosef. Why it had to happen 2 years? What Yosef needed to do these extra 2 years in jail? He had to wait, so they had to wait. Make the story normal.
Rashi says that he'll stop speaking.
What?
Rashi says
he'll
stop speaking about Yosef.
Who's that? Right, exactly. But I'm saying, why we need 2 years after that?
Stop speaking about Yosef earlier.
No, when they went out to jail, they stopped speaking. Yeah, but why did? Because Hashem wanted to forget that he could go up. So why it had to happen right away? The answer is the timing was right away when he goes up, the story could carry out. Novos. Because he says Zochor Schartani, so he will stay 2 years in jail. So they asked Reb Chaim, and if he would say Zochor once, what would happen? Reb Chaim said he would not stay in jail at all. That's his status. Zochor Schartani, then he stayed 2 years. Not if he would say Reb Chaim Bizok. Not if one Zochor he would go out after a year. Because he said Zochor Schartani, so the punishment was that he made extra ishtadlis. And an extra ishtadlis that he did, because of that, he stayed in jail for 2 years. So, Vahimi Keitch Nasayim Yomim, Upari Choylem, Vinei Medal Ayoir. And then is the two dreams, the Sheva Poris Yofois, and the Sheva Poris Rois. And he gets up in the morning and he calls. וישלח פרוי ויקרא את ספרו ליד הפוסק says ושום יתנו נער עברי עבד לשר הטבחים ונספר לו ויפתור לו נסחה למסינו איש כחילוי מפותח. רש"י says ושום יתנו נער עברי ארורים הרשויים ארורים שאין תויבוסם שלימו מזכירוי בלושן ביזויין נער שויטה ואין הרוי לגדלס. Even the Saramashkim is reminding Yosef, and he's saying, "Shom itonu na'ar Ivri." Was Yosef a tzaddik? Aber arurim ha'reshoyim she'em toivosom shleimo. Even when they come out and they make your toif to Sfi Yosef, they call him now Shoite. So the Sefer Melitz Yosher, he says, when you hear it, it sounds very good. Arurim Arishoyim She'en Toivosom. The Melitz Yosher says, check yourself. A person needs a medical help. They say, yeah, he's asking. Yeah, he's a Shtigl Schmitz, but it's good to call him, yeah? And he needs, yeah, that guy is a very, you know, he's a bit of a chacham. Yeah, maybe. But it's good to ask him the shayla. A guy, when he forgives a person, he's too scared that that guy will take too much place. He's a gishmaki guy. Yeah, yeah, it's chesreinus, but we go to him. Arurim Arishoyim. Says every person that could find this chesaron in himself, and he says that it's boduku menusa, when you like to give, but you like to pull it down a little bit. Same Sarah Mashkim, you know, he needs, you know, Yosef will go out of jail. He knows, doesn't make a difference whether he will speak bad. Yosef is going to get something if power is taking him out. And he's going to say, he knows Yosef is a successful person. They knew that. But, you know, now, you know, don't make him too much a king. You know, take it easy, you know. Arurim Arishoyim, they can, when they give the fagin, they try to pull back. The Melitz Yosher says, Rashi says, Arurim Arishoyim, Yivdoi kol odom be'atzmoi, imu einoi koru Arurim Arishoyim. Yeah, a bit too big. You push the word. Yeah, it was a very nice seat. Well, a bit showy, but he's a big butt dog. Okay, he likes coming. It was kind of tough, yeah. You know, if you realize it, you'll see it's such. When it's Yosef says, but Rashi calls it Arurim Rishoyim. Such a midah Rashi calls Rishoyim. It's Rishis. It's Rishis. Vayishlach Paroi vayikra es Yosef vayaritzu min haboy. It's a modern nazach. We understand the king has a koyach to do everything. Yosef is in jail for years. At least 2 years. And they come and they run him out of the boat. They drag him out. So the world says time of vote. What is Vayiritzu? Why they have to drag him out? Yosef, we need you by power. Mistama, after he ran, Mistama, they gave him to sit 20 minutes in a room, you know, to catch his bread. You know, I'm sure you don't go into the king. Pitoim. So why they drag him out? So I said, it's for him stay the Givaldi Gezach to Meramis to Yosef that he's Zoicha to that, Vischar Vayorot Vayetze Achutza. That to remind him, remember you ran? I'm paying you back and running. So it was Mamash a run. So it was Midah Keneged Midah to show Yosef the Vayorot. Remember, we spoke out last Chumash year, Dvorim Anifloim, it's a Pelazach, Chazon at every time, especially now the Mecham of the Yevonim. That why Yosef ran out, he left his clothes, the most stupid move that a person could do. You leave your clothes, I mean, Pashtus Chazal said that it's not a hat, it's not a jacket, it was his clothes, yeah? Pashtus, he didn't have clothes. He went out without clothes, naked, to the street. Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest proof that he wanted to do something bad, yeah? Especially if Chazal said that he Taki took off his clothes, we don't understand what Chazal means. It's the most dangerous thing in the world to do. He knows he will sit. Pull it and go out. To run out? Run means there's no time. So he said, maybe she was very strong. Yeah, let me stop. Yeah, if she was strong, she should catch up to him also. So he said, when a person is a Nisoyan, you run away from the Nisoyan. You don't stay a second. Ah, you'll be left without clothes? And Moshe Bocher came over to me, he came to the yeshiva, 2 days into his man. I don't know, he's 6 minutes shy, don't worry. And he says that he found out in his dinner was the guy with an iPhone, smartphone, stupid phone. Wait, is he here? So what to do? I said, you can't go back to the dinner. He said, my suitcase is there. I said, stay without clothes. Yosef also was without clothes. You can't go back. That's exactly the story of Yosef. I'm just going to say, no, exactly. You don't go back to the place of the Nisoyan, even for a minute. So, Bischar Vayorots. So Pe'ula, I'm shooting the Pe'ula that he did. So the Meram is Yosef, that Pe'ula. And Be'oimek, listen good. Be'oimek. You thought that that thing will do, that even if you stay in Mitzrayim, and even one day you will stay there, but this is a stamp. You know, you close with this, evident against you. You know, say that, Yogimach, Nishgimach. There's a guy that his clothes were left in the room, yeah? The way to make him king of Mitzrayim is in the same way of running. To remind him, Yosef, that running never went against you. Don't think that running was that stupid move that you ran out like Meshuggah and you left everything behind. When we are paying you back, this is the sus. Don't think even so. So when they made him to be honored the Mitzrayim, I wonder why the pasuk has to say it. I want to explain. The spoon has the kasha. It's an extra word. And they took him out of the boy. What is the difference? How he walked out of the boy? It was running slow. How quick? They took him out. What was the peula that they made him running, chasing him out? But the Spurna says andere Sach. The Spurna says that we see in Yeshua Hashem, and we see it Keseder, and when the Yeshua comes, pitom it comes without no preparation, pitom yovo yalecholoi. The Spurna says, kederech kol Yeshua Hashem, shenasis kmoi rega, v'chein oya b'mitzrayim, ki lo hispik b'tzeikum, ki gurshu b'mitzrayim, וכן אוסידלסיס לא אוסידלובוי שנאמר פתאום יובוי אלכול לא יעודוי. And why? The Mephoshim explain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, when he makes the Geula, to show that everything is from him. So you don't have to stay in jail when you don't have to stay. So in the minute that time comes, it will happen rushy, because it's not happening stop because with the time. It will change in a minute, because the gzeirah was till today, and from tomorrow is no gzeirah. So derech Yeshua Hashem, this is the spurna. You see it keseder. And today I saw it in different zachen. Mamash, you see it keseder. When a Yeshua comes, it happens without no plans. Pitaim the Yeshua happens. Pitaim the Yeshua happens. And it's a special anogi of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what? Okay, they take Yosef out. Vayegalach vayachalef simloisov. So he changed his clothes and he took a haircut. If you would be a Rashi, you would have to explain something. Rashi says vayegalach mipnei kvoid malchus. Mipnei kvoid malchus. But it's brought down in Sforim that his hair was very long. And why he changes clothes? Also, because Kvod Malchus. There is no Rashi. When Galach zok Rashi, why he changes clothes? As Kvod Malchus. So there's two pshatim. One pshat is that Chazal said that Yosef Yotzo Beis HaAsurim B'Shabbos. The whole sugya. So Rashi had Shver, Yosef Kimus Kodatei Gula. Rashi Kvod Malchus was Pekuach Nefesh. The Maharsho says, we learn out Uli Yosef. It goes on Yosef. Yosef was mekabel nazirus the time that the brothers sold him, and the brothers were mekabel nazirus and themselves. We'll see later the kasha why they drank wine when vayishtu imar. We get to the Maharal. But the Maizi Yosef was a nazir. So he said, "When he zogdim Maharsho in Shabbos." So if Yosef was a Nazir, the Shaila is how Yosef was Megaleach. Shabbos Kufla Metes, the Maharsho of Regnikashe. There's different Tirutzim. But the Maharsho learns that Itake did it Mitzad Kvod Malchus. Yosef was Megaleach Mitzad Kvod Malchus. He was over on the Nazirus. So Rashi had Shver. So again, I've been hearing once from Shem Zaman Erbach. So Rashi doesn't write all of the Oime. He writes that also the kid in the Cheder reads Meshuk Kvod Malchus, yeah. But Rashi is medakdek, that he's in the second one, not in the first one, that the Mevinim understand that he's coming to answer also a kasha that stayed before Shtesis in the Gershonim and Psukim, that Yosef was a Nazir, and the male Yosef cannot be Megaleach. So Rashi adds the words, Shuk ben Malchus.
ויקרא פרעה שם יוסף צופנס פענח
Vayiten lo yes osnas bas poitifera kohen oin leisho. Rashi says, who is the wife that Pari gave Yosef? Osnas bas poitifera, zog Rashi, hu poitifa. Benikra poitifera, Hashem shenisras meilo, lefi shechomad ez Yosef lemishka zohor, he also wanted to do averas with Yosef, so Hashem made him a soris. זה ישתית עם רשי פשוטי של מיקרו. Let's speak now. פשוטי של מיקרו, רשי. So, he got the daughter of Potiphar. The same lady that tried to marry him, he married her daughter. Why? So, those nine latere brings down a gewaldic revolt. And it's a big message for life, a big lesson. Chazal say that Eishes Potiphar also had Ruach HaKodesh, and she saw that from her and Yosef, kids have to come out. So she knew it's the right thing. What is the pshat? Tomor also meant l'shem shamayim. Tomor also meant l'shem shamayim. So why by Tomo, when she meant l'shem shamayim, she's considered very choshev. She also did something that looked mamish hefkel. Hefkel. She went and she was mefata Yehuda to come to Parshas Drochim. And Eishes Potiphar also tried to do something with Yosef. And one we call her a bad person and one is a tzaddik. The fi de medrash that she meant l'shem shamayim. Zok me'aznayim l'teira, I'll tell you where is the difference. And a person could measure himself. When a person sometimes thinks l'shem shamayim, and he convinces himself, yeah, how he knows if he's Eishes Potiphar or he's Tamar? Both of them want to marry someone, and they have a machshava l'shem shamayim. One becomes Eilik, David HaMelech comes out from there, and one becomes Arur or Arishov. So it does name the Torah. What happens when you do a ma'aseh l'shem shamayim, and someone stands in your way? And you try to do it, and you try to do it, and it just doesn't work out for you. You get upset with that guy, and you start to misbehave with the guy, or you stay very friendly. Tomo, it didn't work out. They're going to burn her. She meant l'shem shamayim. She saw in Ruach HaKodesh she has to marry Yehuda, and it's not working out. She's going to be burned with the kids. But she's not manuf mechaveira berabi. Too bad. Eishes Potiphar, it didn't work out. Yosef ran away. She went to put him in jail. Says the measurement is you could meet l'shem shamayim, the machleik is l'shem shamayim, and all different things. What happens when it doesn't work the way you want? You roidef the other person. What you say? If it didn't work out, I'm a kabel be'ava. If you mekabel be'ava, tamo. If you're not mekabel be'ava, the pasuk is mamshich. There is no food, and Yosef sends Yaakov sends the kids to go down to Mitzrayim, and they come and the mishtachve. Vayizkor Yosef es achalomes. Vayomer lohem meraglim atem lirois es erva sa'oretz bon. So Yosef tells to the brothers, you meraglim. The shayla, why meraglim? Oh, meraglim. So the Mefarshim say, bepshat apostle, Yosef was scared that they will start to go around in Mitzrayim and they will ask, someone knows where is that Eved? They will tell him Potiphar was jail. You know, they will meet the old guy, you know, this 80 years old guy that remembers the stories, and in 2 minutes they'll figure out that this is Yosef. Not so hard to figure out. You know, someone had an Eved Ivri years ago? Nar Ivri, everyone said it, Nar Ivri. They'll figure the times, they'll reach. He told him, you meragim, you spies. So everything when they try to start to find information, it's against them. They can't ask questions. The first thing, he blocked them to ask questions. This is the reason he told them, I'm choshed you and meraglim. Because the minute that he's choshed them and meraglim, they can't go around to ask questions. And then look, the pasuk comes, Mayim Yosef Ayachad Einenu. ויאמרו איש אל אחיו, אבל השמים אנחנו, על אחינו אשר ראינו צורס נפשי בישחננו אלינו ולא שמענו. אל כן בוא אלינו הצור הזריץ. So I heard once, probably which I don't remember from who, we're speaking almost 22 years after the story. And the Achim, something happens to them, and gleich cheshbon hanefesh. And they're clean for the last 22 years. You know, sometimes something happens to someone. Says, yesterday night he had an argument with someone. It doesn't work like that. Because Bob doesn't send them right away the messages. The Achim said that something happens to them. Gleiches ben hanefesh. 22 years ago we have something. But the Mefoshim say, listen carefully. What they said. אבל השם אם אנחנו על אחינו אשר ראינו צורס נפשוי בהסחן אינו יולנו ולא ישומנו אל כן בוא עלינו הצורס the אחים הקדושים did not think that they wrong that they sold Yosef. I heard this from Rav Shach. He said a shmuz. I remember he said a chob avol that is vertzach מיליונים. Remember 10 minutes he was speaking about the vault. And he said, he doesn't understand. It was Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim, the Achim comes to Mitzrayim. Yaakov didn't ask the Achim what is the story. He didn't ask Yosef how you felt in Mitzrayim. Isn't it Roshim that Yosef was not around? Then he said, what is the story? What is the story? Shgirat? Only in learning? They didn't ask a question. He says, Yivanei asked him, and Yivanei told him. That's why he didn't yell on the Achim. Rav Shach said, "Eilu ve'eilu divrei the Achim were right to sell also. Their psak was a psak, and Yosef was right. There was nothing to tell off the Achim." And Rav Shach said, "By me, it's poshut." Rav Shach said, "Yankiv heard the story and he told the Achim echer. Echer, it's a malach. And he even didn't yell at them. Leshitoschem, why he didn't tell me? We passed him. We can't tell you." And he said, "By me." He said, if you will understand it, he said, you're young, remember that Shmuz. Sie verzach millionim zu kommen zu der Aschkofe. In unsere Teire kin sein Eilu ve Eilu divre Elohim Chaim. When we have two Gedolim fighting, we can have Eilu ve Eilu divre Elohim Chaim. When his arguments, unsere Teire says, he's completely right and he's completely right. This is unsere Aschkofe. Sie nicht kein Treff. Das ist die richtige Aschkofe. And I don't mean nothing, yeah, but I'm just saying, my bad, I'm too small. I'm just saying, but the yesod I heard from you. Zogin in the fortune. Now listen, again. What the Achim said, the Achim didn't say we wrong to sell Yosef. Aval Hashemim anachnu alochinu asher roinu tzoras nafshoi behischanen oyaleinu velo yishamanu. It was a midas achzorius when Yosef was begging that. The psak we did l'shem shomayim. The psak we did l'shem shomayim. Aval ha-shemim anachnu alochinu asher roinu betzoras nafshoi v'yischanenu yaleinu v'lo yishomanu al kein bo aleinu atzor ha-azois. We were bought. Not for what we did. We didn't listen. We said, our brother was yelling, he was crying. A person has to remember in life, sometimes he's right. Sometimes he's right. Aber rachmonis avyenem. I'm not saying the maise, you drop a chavrusa. Maybe you're right. But this boy now doesn't have what to do. So what do you have to do? You have to find an answer. I'm not telling you have to stay with him now. Aber put yourself in the enemy's position. You don't want the guy to come into the deer. Only think you coming from a yeshiva, but the only one in this, came from that yeshiva, and you're going from deer to deer and you get a no. Think about the other person. Think about the other person. I was in Geman, learning a bach, he was learning here in yeshiva, sitting in Mamashi at the rose here. I spoke to him yesterday night. and he was sitting there as a bacher, and a guy with a blue shirt came and asked him if he could sit near him. He told him, if it's placed in the heart, it's placed on the bench. You could sit. The guy gave such a smile. But what happened? He said, I'm here ready for an hour. Every 5 minutes, people jump me for a different seat. I mean, I was scared to sit down. In the end, that person, Punk, you know, was a shidduch rent to this bacher. And this person knew the family. And the only one that they sent to find out information was this person. And they get married into that family. Today is Matzliach Adbilidai. He doesn't know what to do with his atzlach. I spoke to him yesterday, 3 o'clock my night. He doesn't know what to do with his atzlach. I told him, Cosmo, you have a place in your heart. We'll have what to do with that atzlach. If the place in the heart stays. What the pshat? I'm not saying that a guy could sit in your seat in the morning, stress the Seder. Tell him, listen, Mamish, it's my seat, but there's an empty seat here. Think about that guy that is a stranger, and he thinks like, you know, he feels like a ping pong, yeah? He's thrown out. The Achim say, he could be right. Aber Yosef was mischanen. We didn't have argoshes alochinu. Al kein bo aleinu. Look at Achim Akdoishim. The Mechira is right. You could be 100% right. Aber Yumides, Rachmanes Afyanen. Rachmanes Afyanen. He doesn't have to know. He's too nosy. He's trying to find out. I'm talking on the phone. You're right. Go out of the room. You know how bad he feels? You know how down he feels now that you pushed him away? Everyone could check. Achim HaKadoshim say, Mechiras Yosef, Seder. Psak din, you're killing him. You have to kill him. Oh, but he's crying. Nishiyat Rachmanes. Vehem lo yodu ki shumea Yosef ki amelitz b'neyem. Stam, I want to explain, if I read the pasuk, Vayan loim, Ruben loim, alo yomarti lachem, al tichtu bayelet, velo yishamatem, vegam domo hine nidrosh. I don't want to go into it, but before she explains, the hemshech of the vault. Ruben said, Rabbi Yisrael, you're wrong. I told you not to kill. Gam domo hine nidrosh. I'm arguing with you. I didn't hold. I hold that you're right. They're not mekabelit. But this is Ruben's answer. They say, Vos me behischanenoi. Ruben says, I told you not to. וגם דובו הנה נדרש. Hashem is, I'm tying to you, ich bin gerecht. The Achim coming after 22 years and said, everything was right, we didn't have midas. The Rebbe says, no, I told you not to kill him. And you killed him. גם דובו הנה נדרש. The psak was betoes. The tviyas and the dam. Now, again, what is the tviya? We don't know anyways. It's not our... Oh, but this is the vikuach in Ruben and the Achim. Don't you, what do you think, Sam Ruben told me, I told you? What did on them higher than the pasuk? The brother says we were wrong. Who said you see? I said. Reuben answered them. You're doing tshuva and the wrong thing. We will never get out of it. Please be sorry what you did. You're wrong. This was the vikuach and pshat apostle. On them is as a kindership vikuach. Yeah, they said we did so wrong. Yeah? Reuben says I told you. You told us. So what? We did tshuva now. Who said we're wrong? They didn't say they're wrong. They weiter claim that they're right. And Reuben says, Rabbi Yisrael, if you're doing tshuva and the midas, we'll be left in Mitzrayim. Domo nidrash. We have machen tshuva af roitzrim. Vehem lo yodu ki shumea Yosef ki amelitz b'neyem. The Goyen has a gewaldike word. What is ki amelitz b'neyem? It says that Yosef HaTzadik had to live 120 years. The Maisi only lived 110, the last pasuk in Vayechi. Why? Because he heard Avdecha Avinu 10 times. So he lost, for every Avdecha Avinu, he lost 1 year of his life. So the Mefoshim asks, it's only 5 times. Pasuk Mem Gimel, Chof Ches, Chof Dal, Chof Zayin, Lamel, Abed Aleph. The Teretz says, was the Melitz Beneim. So they said it once, and the Melech said it over again, Zog the Goyim. He heard twice. He knew the language. He had to make Mechoyim the first time. And when they talked to him, he understood that they said Avdecha Avinu. So he was quiet 10 times for Avdecha Avinu. Under the Medrash Priya, the Medrash says, "Kenegad asor oponim peomim sheshom avdecha ovinu veleimocha niskatzu asor oshonim." The end of Ayichi. For the Goyen was only five. So the Rabbah, for him lo yodu ki shemay Yosef ki amelis benayim. Shed in our parsha, they didn't speak direct. Vayitzav Yosef vayimalu kleim bor lo oshiv kaspeim ish sakoy. Yosef gave them back the money. So the question is, Lemaisa, everyone has the kasha. The whole story is good. Yosef, we already spoke last week, the Nevuah from the Ramban, that Yosef has a tafkid, there's two different chaloymes, and the tafkid of Yosef is that the Achim will come, 12 Achim with Binyamin for one Ishtach Havoye, without knowing Yosef, Mishtachim la'alumosi, this was the whole Torah, and then the second time is Mishtachim li, right, this is what we explained by Archovet. But the Biskarov asked why he put money back in their bags. Stam would come back, get all nervous, all Stam teasing them. But what was the point of putting back the money? Everything else makes sense. They're coming back, they go down, he puts the Gavia, he puts Agana, Binyamin, everything is good. Why is he putting back the money? So the Biskarov answered. I know you'll ask another kasha, but Biskarov said he was scared if they would not have the money back. You're right that they would be nervous, but it would be so expensive, so till they would come back to buy, it could take another year. So he wanted them first to have a tzad, maybe Bichlal they have the money, so 50% is free. Right? 50% money's back. And on the tzad that Yosef bought it back, they'll be nervous to stay. Why? Because they will say, maybe it's Yosef's money. If we don't give it back, Yosef will think we're a ganavim. So either way, they'll be back early. If they thought the money comes from the Shomayim, oh, so it's a free buy. We can go on Mitzrayim right here. You buy, you get back the money. You know, 100% back. So the Mele, they will be back early. They will not wait till the food finished. They Lemaisa waited. Yaakov didn't want to let them to take Binyamin down. The plan was that they will go back right away. He did a couple things. He held Shimon. He asked for Yaakov. He did a whole system to get in the minute that you know. In the minute that they came, there's no reason. The Ramban says we have a mile to climb the Vuas Chalamosa. I already explained a couple times in the Chumashirim. Yoina Anovi stands behind Ninveh to see Ninveh Neyafeches. Miriam Anovia stands outside the Yehoir to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is safe. The Novi, Yirmiyo Anovi. The Novi has a tafkid lamed on Nevuasa, Ki'ilu to help. He has to be there to Mishtadal and the Nevuah. So this is what he was pushing. And the Mir, they say for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it's an under revolt. And you have to be a real mirror to understand it. I don't know if you're holding there yet. He said, a brother, you have to handle like a brother. And for a brother, you don't take money, even if it's in the middle of the system. You don't sell your brother food. Your brother, you give food. Yosef Ayel, Yosef Ayin. From brothers, you don't take money. And they say the raya was, and even the second time, he put the money in. Anyway, he was going to chat them for the gavir. So the Biskarov said he had to put it in because if not they will realize he told him Hashem drops your money in. So what happened the second time? Hashem didn't drop it in. So the Biskarov said even though the reason is only the first time, but the second time was to kill her. The first time will not be uncovered. But the same for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he says, Yosef says, from a brother I can't take money. What I have to make them to come back, I have to make them to come back. What I have to take Shimon, a brother never gives a brother something and charges him. You can afford it, yeah? Never, even for a minute. Even after, to say, okay, soon I'll tell you, I said, take the money, my father, I don't need your money. To a father and your brother, you never sell. You give. Now, the pasuk is Amad Nezach. They open the money. Vayomru, maze oso Elohim lanu. What Hashem did now to us? Frank the Shem Yishmuel, they answered already. They were holding in Mitzrayim. Vesachichem akoto and tovio elai. Shimon will stay here. Vayomru ish Elohim Hashem imanachnu. Now it happens again. Vayomru ve'ichdu ish Elohim leimu. Maze oso Elohim lanu. Frank the Shem Shmuel, they already have the Cheshbon HaNefesh. There's a story with Yosef and the Machan Tshuva. And the Tshuva didn't finish. Shimon is in jail yet. So they realized that they were wrong in the story of Mechiras Yosef. Again, also Hashem Lanu, we know what is happening. So the Shem Yishmuel says, Givaldi Gezach. They said, so Vaistais, we were wrong in Mechiras Yosef. We didn't do it B'mezid, we did it B'shergig. We thought that we're right. So this guy, in a mistake, thinks that we are Meraglim. I think, if I remember, I started this Sforim Makdoshim, it's brought down like this. You know, Loshonore, we call it, how it's called Loshonore? They say Lech Rochi. Right? We thought that Yosef is Hoy Lech Rochi. Right? So, Yosef thinks that we are Meraglim. Meragel and Rochil is the same thing. Was the Midah Kenegan Midah? You are Choshed Yosef that he's Meragel? He's Choshed you that you're Meraglim. There's another reason why he told the Meraglim. It was Be'etzem to Meramis to them that you thought that I'm over Al Rigul. Why you killed Yosef? They thought that he's saying Lashonor to the father. So Yaakov will mekalel them. Yaakov will make them like Esav. Yaakov will make them like Ishmael. He will be doicher them from Kerem Klal Yisrael. So Mele, they hold that Yosef is a roidef. Mele, you'll have to kill him. This is the Allah based in Mechiras Yosef. Yeah? I go lefi the Pashas Drochim, that Medin Shem HaMitzvahs. Yeah? But the Pashas that were in the Iker time of the brothers are his. But Yosef the boss of Ra. Lashonor. So Mele, you're killing us. So he told him a meragli matter. He said, interesting, you know, we thought he's a meragli, he thinks I'm a meragli. Mamish, it fits. Now we see a whole different story. Hine. What's the possibility? Losses kaspeinu lizgoyle aleinu lekachet isanu leavodim. Like the pasuk says later. Vayim vayiru anoshim kiyuvel beis yosef yom advar hakesef ashov ba'amtachteinu bitchilu anachnu muvoyim lizgoyle aleinu lisnapel aleinu lekachet isanu leavodim. They planned the money in us. It's not a mistake. They want to get us. It's not a midah keneged midah. Maza also Hashem Lanu. 1 second, there's another avera happening here. And the beginning they said, what Yosef is choshed them to meraglim, this is midah keneged midah, like the Shem Yishmuel. But now that Yosef is planning to put money inside, so Yosef is doing it b'mezid. B'mezid. This is wrong. So they go back. Chafetz Chaim would say a vote. They don't want to go. Vayim Reuben and Lviv, you kill my son. They don't want to go. Yehuda. Anoichi Arvenu Miyadite Bakshenu. Vayim Erlem Yisrael Abim Zoyis Asu. Vekel Shakai Yiten Lochem Rachmim Lifnei Oish Veshilach Lochem Esachichem Ha'acher Bez Bin Yomin Vani Kasher Shokalti Shokalti. וכל שקה ייתן לכם רחמים לפני האיש ושילח לכם אזרחיכם אחר באז בניומים ואני כאשר שקלתי שקלתי. So the Chofetz Chaim, the brothers came back home and they said Yosef took Shimon, he wants Binyamin. Yosef says he will take Binyamin also, I can. Reuben says kill my son, he says it's my kid. Yehuda says I'll lose my Olam Haba, מיודי ערבנו מלוכת ובקשנו. He says you know what, go and I'm davening to Hashem that the guy will love you. The Chofetz Chaim was an easier thing to say, and I'm davening to Hashem, Yosef would be dead already, you'll forget about the whole story. Much easier. One heart attack and everything is done. Zokta, if Yaakov would do that, he would kill his own son. He would kill his son. He says, never to daven negative. Daven positive. Someone is starting off with you. Hashem make him to love me. Hashem make him to have rachmanis on me. And Hashem just get rid of him, please. Never to daven negative, said the Chofetz Chaim. Ilu hoyo Yaakov mekalel lo Yisrael ish. Hoyo mekalel es bnoi, said the Chofetz Chaim. You want to mekalel es on? And then what happened? What happened when he said, An Rochel, mi asher lo kach atrofim yomus, she had to die. If Yaakov says it has to happen. They come into the father, the guy is standing up with us. A goy, a shegetz. Die. Yimach shemo, yeah? It'll be over, like the Chofetz Chaim. Yaakov HaTzadik says, V'nosan lochem rachmin be'ene o'ish. Then the posuk is ma'amshich. Vayishvu lefonov, vayisa masoes, vayisponov, vatirav masas binyomim, mesaskulam chomesh yodois, vayishtu, vayishkiru imoy. Vayishtu, vayishkiru imoy. Zogt Rashi. וישקרו אימוי ומיום שמוכרו לא ישוסו יין ולא יושוסו יין ואויסו היום שוסו. The brothers, בעצם, this is בעצם the Gemara from the Nazirus, למעשה, the brothers from that מזמן המחירס יוסף, the brothers never drank wine. And יוסף never drank wine. He said, like the Marshal, because he was a Nazir Oilam, כקד איזה רחוב, אבל, and that time, וישתו וישקרו אימוי. Why? Why he drank and why they drank. So the Marsho has a sheet to the Marsho that Yosef was only Mekab on Nazirus till he will meet all of his brothers. And the minute that he met his brothers, it was Ois Nazirus. Yeah, but they it doesn't answer on them. They didn't have a head of the drink yet. I'm loving it on the Marsho. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Course says why he drank. He drank because he wanted to become Shikr. Why? Vayishtu Vayishkiru. But Yosef became Mahai. Yeah, we don't know what it means, but he became a Shikra. Because he wanted that when they would find the Becher, what they thought. He found the Becher by them. So he says, no, you stole it. That one, but you stole it. You didn't steal it, yeah? They started to find who stole it. That they will think that Yosef was drunk, he put it in a mistake. They will not think that Yosef has a plan. They will go back and start to argue with him. It's not. It's yes. And they'll try to explain to him, I'm telling you, it's not us. It happened. We were drunk. You were drunk. And they will think, maybe Binyamin, when he was drunk, he put it in. Everyone was drunk in that meal. And the Becher disappeared. It was a Becher that people could smell and they could find. Yeah? So, for sure. But no one was aware. Binyamin says, well, when you took it? Everyone was around. Everyone was drunk. לפי מדרגוסו, אז אין פחיים כאן יבסקי in time of the cross says, השם לבו. The Maharal says an amazing book. Not why he didn't drink. Why he drank, the Maharal says, he already found the brothers, there's no reason not to drink anymore. From him the story is over. He found his brothers, he's back. But why they drink? Zogt er Yesoy, Rav Hupner will say it every year in Mesivas Purim in Chaim Berlin when he was drunk, when he was already laying on the floor when he was drunk. Every year he would say over Avudna this wall, this Maharal. The Maharal says is a Yesoid. What is Meragel? Echot bepeh ve echot belev. He goes smiling. Inside he's in the other country. A shikir is the opposite. Pivah libay shavim. What he thinks inside goes out, right? Meragel inside is one person, outside is the second person. A drunk person, everything comes out. Is a Yesoid zog the Maharal? A Meragel trink nisht. A Meragel doesn't drink. If you're drinking, you can say the secret. The first thing to tell you, you're not allowed to go to a bar to drink. If you're up a spy, you know, you'll drink with someone, you'll say over the secrets. Yosef told the brothers, Meraglim atem. We're not Meraglim. Came to the party, and said, okay, now we're drinking. You know, why? They'll start to tell him, we're a nozzle, we don't drink. He'll say, I told you Meraglim. A Meragel doesn't drink. So it was no brera for them, only to prove minishke meraglim they drank. Mele, it was because nevesh they had to drink. Again, why he wanted it to happen? That was with the outer yisoid that could be like the Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He wanted them to be drunk, but Yosef forced them to drink. He said the meraglim matter. So Rav Hupner would say alemol purim. And so the Gemara says that B'shas Matan Teire, Klal Yisrael was Pivel, V'sfosu Kibduni V'libay Rochot Mimeli. Zeu Matan Teire. She B'shor Sh'om Du'a V'seinu Al Har Sinai, Micho had Pesel Micho, he took it with the names of the Shemes, and he was planning to do a Pesel. So outside was Kabbalah Sateire, inside was Kofale Marki Gigis. Inside was the Kabbalah Sateire, but inside was missing. What happened in Purim? Hodar kiblu b'meach ha-shveirish. To mekabel teir be'av. So he says, in Purim, we drink wine. To show, minishken deraglim. We mekabel teir be'pivel li'meshovim. We're not scared. And when I was a bacher in Ponovich, when you go to Rosh Hashivas in Purim, so the ones that were brave, was kilo, they took them over to Rosh Hashivas, and they made them to drink till they became drunk like learned. And the chacham was to see if he was speaking learning. But it was not like you couldn't pretend that you're drunk, yeah? You had 5-6 bottles of wine, you had to drink in front of everyone the bottles, till and then the Shiva started to speak to you in learning. And they saw if you speak in learning, you said shtusim. I remember the year that I had to do it, you know, for 2 weeks, you don't talk not about Batalium, because you're so nervous that it will come out. Like, you know, you fool yourself with Taya. It's a very nice thing, you know, if you can do it. You never know if you manage, no one tells you what happened after. You don't know if you passed the test. But this was the Etzem. Yosef wanted to check the Achim. Yosef wanted to check the Achim if they're ready or not. I will finish with one vote. It says the Gemara in Chulin that when Yosef made the meal, he told them the Tvoich Tevach Veochein. The Tvoich Tevach Veochein. Pralo and beis hashchite, vehochein, take out gidanoshe bifneim. The Gemara mikan shebnei yankiv nitztavu al gidanoshe. So he had to take out the gidanoshe bifneim. If not, they can't eat. So the kasha is, so why they have to make a shchite? Ar ibn noach anat nitztav al hashchite. Zokt Rashi, avaseinu kimus kol hatere kulo. For like this, if we say the kimus kol hatere kulo, so also the hochin take out the gidanoshe, because if we say the kimus kol hatere kulo, and the Gemara in Chulin Kuvid Aleph says, tvoyach tevach vehochin, tvoyach tevach, means make shchite. Vehochin take out the gidanoshe, shebnei yakim nitztavu al gidanoshe. So Rashi, why you have to make shchite? Shchite you have to do, because we say the kimus kol hatere kulo. For like this, so say on both. Zog to Razeh. If we say the kimus kol hatere kulo, so the Nebula says they looked on something, they knew if it's kosher or not, right? If they said, if the Gedolei HaRebbes could see if it's kosher or not, for sure Avosenu could see if it's kosher or not. But a Yid can't be soimech on what he smells. He has to see in his eyes. So he says, Avosenu kimus kol hatere kulo, they could soimech on the smell that it's kosher. They don't have to see it. But val nitztavu bnei noach al gidnoshe, that they have to see. Eidus, that someone took it out. So this is what he told them. V'tvoyach tevach v'ochein, make shchite, sh'avaseinu kimus kol hatere kulo. V'ochein, toil gidanoshe bifneyem. Toil gidanoshe bifneyem. Sh'nitztavu bnei noach al gidanoshe. So mele, you have to take out the gidanoshe. You have to take out the gidanoshe. When I was a kid, this is chanuk, people go out to eat. It was a witz that everyone said that they asked, well, there in the Maisa they found in Mitzrayim, in the museum, near the big rocks they have there, bones. They're very fat bones. But in the end, they become very narrow. And there's a big shaila if the bones are from the fat cows or from the schwache cows. There's a whole mechka there, yeah? Yeah? We know for sure it's from the dream. We know it's for sure from the dream. But if you see good in the dream, there's a pele that Pauli in the dream sees less things in the cows from what he tells Yosef. You see the Ovo Shabbos in the Parsha. And the Besalevi says that Pauli changed the dream and he made up some parts of the dream to see if Yosef makes up or not. And when Yosef answers, he takes out these words. Do you mind?